Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me two of those. Give me six of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. This is going to be a fun episode. On today's episode, I'm going to play you a lot of my favorite songs from movie soundtracks over the years.
Thank you.
That was, of course, my favorite band, Cheap Trick, from the soundtrack to a 1980 animated film called Heavy Metal. Another of my favorites, Joe Strummer from The Clash, is probably best known when it comes to movie soundtracks for his songs from the Sid and Nancy soundtrack. But his music also makes up the entire first side of the soundtrack to a 1988 Keanu Reeves film called Permanent Record. In 1972, Pink Floyd already had pretty much the entire Dark Side of the Moon album written, and they had performed most of the songs live, and it was already a highly anticipated album before they'd even started recording it. And yet, they took a break from working on Dark Side of the Moon and flew to France and spent about 2 weeks writing and recording the soundtrack for a movie called The Valley. And when that soundtrack was released, it was released as a Pink Floyd album called Obscured by Clouds. And in my opinion, it's a better album than Dark Side of the Moon.
One, two, three, four!
The memories of a man in his old age, the deeds of a man in his prime. You shuffle in the gloom of the sick room and talk to yourself as you die. And life is a short, warm moment, and death is a long, cold rest. Get your chance to try in a twinkling of an eye, 80 years with luck or even less. So all aboard for the American tour, and maybe you'll make it to the top. But mind how you go, and I can tell you, 'cause I know you may find it hard to get off. The hunt has begun.
courtroom. And who beats the funeral drum? The memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime. Shuffle in the gloom of the sick room and talk to yourself.
One of my oddball favorites when it comes to songs from movie soundtracks is a song by a band called The Prime Movers from the soundtrack to a 1986 film called Manhunter. Manhunter was based on the Thomas Harris book Red Dragon, and The Silence of the Lambs was actually the sequel to Red Dragon. And Red Dragon, of course, was made into a film later on with Anthony Hopkins, but Manhunter in 1986 was actually the first film, Hollywood film, to feature the character Hannibal Lecter, played by Brian Cox in that film. This is a song called Strong As I Am from the Manhunter soundtrack.
See me as I really am.
definitely one of, if not my favorite movie soundtrack, is the soundtrack to a really bad 1986 film called Trick or Treat. The movie sucks, but the soundtrack, which consists entirely of songs by the hard rock band Fastway, is awesome.
Rock and roll will never die. At least not this Halloween.
I've heard of raising spirits from the dead by incantations, right?
Yes.
I did that by playing a record backwards.
We are the bay, and they is you.
Sammy Kerr. He's a rock and roll nightmare.
I am a big fan of yours. I've got all your records.
Shut up!
This message... meant for me.
Sammy Kerr. His fans won't let him die. He won't let them live.
Way.
Another of my personal favorite movie soundtracks is the soundtrack to a 1986 animated film called Transformers the Movie. And if you listen to the AOR AOK episode, you heard two songs from that soundtrack, Dare by Stan Bush and Nothing's Gonna Stand in Our Way by Spectre General, aka Kickaxe. Let's hear a couple more.
I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh? We're those guys who talk over songs and wreck them, remember?
Yeah, here's another one.
Beauty, eh?
Okay, don't talk here.
Why not?
Because the guy's gonna sing.
Hey, I went to the doctor.
Good. something in my beer. I'm gonna get you.
I didn't do it, you knob.
Yes, you did. I'm delirious.
What are you doing to me?
Make up.
Planetoid.
Beauty.
Star Wars, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sound of Music. In the tradition of these great films about fighting back against the odds, 20th Century Fox presents another milestone in motion picture history. Revenge of the Nerds.
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
They've been laughed at. Picked on.
There's a roommate, pal!
And put down.
I'm not kissing a nerd.
They don't have the moves. Or the muscle.
You know karate?
No.
Good.
But they've got the brains.
I know what we're gonna do.
It's time for the odd to get even.
Their action tonight demands an immediate retaliation.
How many cameras do we have left?
This should do it.
Oh, here she comes.
Go up, go up.
Oh, no. Oh!
That nerd saw me naked.
Nerds!
Are all nerds as good as you?
Revenge of the Nerds. Their time has come.
I drink to that.
Coming in.
In the 21st century, a weapon will be invented like no other. This weapon will be powerful, versatile, and indestructible. It can't be reasoned with. It can't be bargained with. It will feel no pity, no remorse, no pain, no fear. It will have only one purpose: to return to the present and prevent the future. This weapon will be called the Terminator.
You're dead, honey.
What day is it? The date?
12th May, Thursday.
What year? I'm here to help you. I'm Reese, DN38416, assigned to protect you. You've been targeted for termination.
Why does it want me?
Why me?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Terminator. Your future is in its hands. Been screaming for. Friday the 13th, the final chapter. Jason is back. He moves like a shadow. Dark and silent.
Sorry to change your mind?
He never utters a word. He doesn't even seem to breathe.
Where the hell is the corkscrew?
while simply, mindlessly, mercilessly, kills. But now, Jason's reign of terror is over. Friday the 13th, the final chapter. Friday, April 13th, is Jason's unlucky day.
Talk funny, Nash. Where are you from?
Lots of different places.
A warrior of incredible strength.
You've the devil in you.
We've been kinsmen 20 years.
Connor MacLeod was my kinsman. I don't know who you are.
Because you were born different, men will fear you, try to drive you away.
A man uncertain of his future.
What you got here, Brenda, is a guy who's been creeping around since at least 1700.
It's not possible.
And haunted by his past.
Wait a minute, Nash. I want some answers.
You cannot die, MacLeod.
I am Conor MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. I was born in 1518 in the village of Glenfinnan on the shores of Loch Shiel. I am immortal.
A hero who is about to face his greatest challenge.
You will always be weaker than I.
What can you tell me about a 7-foot lunatic hacking away with a broadsword at 1 o'clock in the morning, New York City, 1985?
Not much.
For he is not alone.
In the end.
Be only one.
Highlander, there can be only one.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the brave.
Yeah.
say you had your day.
I'm a man that will go far, fly the moon and reach for the stars. With my sword and head held high, gotta rise to dust. First time, yeah. I know that people talk about me, I hear it every day, but I can prove them wrong, cause I'm right. First time, yeah, yeah. All right, let's go, let's go. Ha ha. Yeah, watch this man fly. Woo. Bring on the girls. Come on, come on, come on.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe.
Here we are.
My name is Stephen King. I've written several motion pictures, but I want to tell you about a movie called Maximum Overdrive, which is the first one I've directed.
Wow. What in the dickens is going on around here?
A lot of people have directed Stephen King novels and stories, and I finally decided if you want something done right, you ought to do it yourself.
And who was driving it?
I don't know.
Curtis! It's coming after us!
It was my first picture as a director. And you know something? I sort of enjoyed it.
What is going on?
I don't know!
I just wanted someone to do Stephen King right.
You want a war? You got one.
I just want to get the hell out of here.
So come and spend some time with me and my friends at the Dixie Boy. Spend some time in the dark.
Please don't let us be in the dark.
Help me.
I'm going to scare the hell out of you. And that's a promise.
You're going to get us in an awful lot of trouble, man.
We already in trouble.
Maximum terror.
Jesus coming and he is.
Maximum King.
Maybe tomorrow will be our world again.
Dino De Laurentiis presents Stephen King's Maximum Overdrive.
a feeling we're about to embark upon a most unprecedented expedition.
Once they made history.
I must see to it that you die.
Now, they are history. Bill and Ted are dead.
Welcome to hell.
It's the Grim Reaper, dude.
How's it hanging, Death?
But they're having one hell of a time.
This is not what I expected this place to look like at all.
We got totally lied to by our album covers, man.
Taking in the sights.
Not bad, dude. We totally knew a guy got one of those in his bucket of chicken.
Making new friends.
Excuse us, dude, but is there any way we can get back?
You may challenge me to a contest.
J7.
You have sank my battleship. Best 2 out of 3.
What?
Enjoying the family.
No way!
Invading the present.
I totally possess my dad.
Battling the future.
You metal, dude! Excuse us, but your shoes are untied. Can't believe we just met in death.
And meeting their maker.
God. Congratulations on Earth, not to mention your other great planets. Mars, Jupiter, Uranus.
It's the comeback of all time. Bill and Ted's bogus journey. It's a trip.
Best of 7?
Damn right.
Ah, dude.
Left hand red.
Ah, yeah.
Bill and Ted's bogus journey. Revenge, nobody falls.
On the coast of Southern California, you can only surf, party, and make love for so long before it's time to go to work.
Rock and roll!
27 banks in 3 years.
Everybody free!
Anything to catch the perfect wave.
I'm not a crook!
Patrick Swayze.
Fear causes hesitation, and hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true.
Keanu Reeves.
You think I joined the FBI to learn to surf?
Point Break.
Adios, amigo!
Moron!
Let's see. So after the two songs we heard from the Transformers the Movie soundtrack, which were by Lion and NRG, then we heard the title song from the movie Strange Brew, which was by Ian Thomas, who was actually Dave Thomas, who played Doug McKenzie. Ian Thomas is his brother. Then we heard Don't Talk by Yeah Yeah from the Revenge of the Nerd soundtrack. We heard You Can't Do That by Tawny Kane from the Terminator soundtrack. Tawny Kane was actually the wife of Jonathan Kane from The Babies and Journey. Then we heard He's Back, The Man Behind the Mask by Alice Cooper from Friday the 13th Part 4. Then we heard Princes of the Universe by Queen from the Highlander soundtrack. We heard Who Made Who by AC/DC from the Maximum Overdrive soundtrack. And then we heard Faith No More from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey soundtrack. And that was actually a song that Faith No More did in between The Real Thing and Angel Dust. Really cool. And then we heard the last song Rat recorded before they broke up the first time from the Point Break soundtrack. And the last thing you just heard was a song that Trey Parker did for his 1997 film Orgasmo. Obviously, he was parodying a lot of these soundtrack songs, but I think it's funny, even though I like a lot of the songs that he's making fun of. One of my favorite films is the 1971 film Harold and Maude. And the movie also has a great soundtrack. It's made up of Cat Stevens songs. A lot of the songs are from the other Cat Stevens albums from the time period, but there were two songs that Cat Stevens wrote specifically for the movie, and since the movie did not have a soundtrack at the time, those songs were not released for almost 10 years before they finally came out on an album called Footsteps in the Dark, which was Cat Stevens' Greatest Hits Part 2.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. What you want, the opportunity's on, and if you find a new way, you can do it today, you can make it all true, and you can make it undo, you see, ah, it's easy, ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, say no. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you, be you. 'Cause there's a million things to do, you know that there are. You can do what you want, the opportunity's on, and if you find a new way, you can do it today, you can make it all true, and you can make it undo, you see, ah, it's easy, ah, you only know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, 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 you know that there are.
Up next is a song that I've always really thought was excellent. It's from the Dead Man Walking soundtrack from 1995, a song by Steve Earle called Ellis Unit 1.
I was fresh out of
service. It was back in 82. And I raised some cane when I come back to town. I left to be all I could be, come home without a clue. And I married Dawn and had to settle down. So I hired on at the prison. Guess I always knew I would. Just like my dad and both my uncles done. And I've worked on every cell block now, and things are going good. But then they transferred me to LS Unit 1. Daddy used to talk about them long nights at the walls, and how they used to strap them in the chair. The kids down from the college, and they'd bring their beer and all. And when the lights went out, the cheer rose in the air. Folks just got too civilized. Spark is gathering dust. Cause no one wants to touch a smoking gun. And since they got the injection, they don't mind as much, I guess. They just put them down at LS Unit 1.
The 1998 film Velvet Goldmine was sort of loosely based on the supposed quasi-romance between David Bowie and Iggy Pop in the late 70s. It's not a great movie, but the soundtrack is really cool, especially the two songs that the band Shudder to Think wrote. They were trying to write 70s-sounding glam rock songs for the main character in the film, who's kind of based on David Bowie, a character called Maxwell Demon.
Thank you. Well, you're the grand wine, have you noticed? When you're walking, all the fatty boys are fat and nervous. Well, my starship doesn't want that, and you does as well. I'm glad I got you on my view screen, sailor. You're the grand wine, come and call me. Cause this wooing is what I'm wanting. When my spaceship comes to hold me and hold me like a girl, I am the captain of the gravity, Max. Everywhere I see your faces. From a starship over Venus to the sun. But it's a climb, your mystical momentary seizure of love. Oh, love. I'm a mess, I got a human mouth, so we could form. But the boys are not impressed. When my space comes to hold me, just hold me like a girl. I'll be the captain of the gravity, Max. Where I see your faces in the strangest places. From a starship to the sun, but it's a climb, your mystical momentary seizure of love. Yeah. From a starship over Venus to the sun, but it's a drag, you're so mean.
Stay in scale, you're all right. Made it heard the note in the wine disguised in a milk bag bear kitty show. I'm here to celebrate the wanderlust. The last I learned from good God above. At the slap on my ass by a lipstick kiss elbow glove.
Another movie soundtrack song that I really love is a song that Tom Petty wrote for the 1996 Ed Burns film called She's the One.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rocks, some doors are open, some roads are blocked. Sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday. 'Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall. Sometimes you cry. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
this town and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down.
So confused, she draws a finger in her hair. She needs a cigarette. She's not bad for 14 years old now, honey. Almost a total wreck. It's a shame, I guess. She's a high school mess.
She's so young and dumb. Young and dumb.
Okay, that was The Scream from the Encino Man soundtrack, 1992, last thing the band released before singer John Corabi left to join Motley Crue. And that's going to do it for the soundtracks episode of the podcast. Let me know what you think. rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. There's a link there for iTunes and for the Facebook page. Go click like on the Facebook page. Send me a message on Facebook. You can send me an email. The email address is at the blog. It's rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. I'm hoping to do a request show in the future. If you have a request, a song you've always wanted to hear, a band you've always wanted to hear, something from an album you always wanted to hear, something rare, obscure, hard to find, send me those requests. Send me a message on Facebook or send me an email. Go to the blog. Let me know. If I get, say, 20 requests, I'll put together an episode. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a medley of songs from maybe my favorite movie soundtrack of all time. The soundtrack for a 1972 Jamaican film called The Harder They Come. Until next time.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Persecution you must bear. Win and lose, you've got to get your share. Got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, no harm it may seem now. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try.
trying to drive me underground. And they think that they have got the battle won. I say forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done. 'Cause as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now, what's mine. And then the harder they come, the harder.
Looks good on you, though.